Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, John Kennedy. Batting second, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third, the center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sonny Siebert. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second, the right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third, the second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly bunts towards first. Fiore fields the ball and throws to Siebert covering. Safe. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Hairman reaches second base with a double. May goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to second. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is hit by the pitch. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKinney moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McKinney moves to third. Melton moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKinney scores. Melton scores. May moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Petroselli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Petroselli moves to second. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Lee now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petroselli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petroselli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rico Petroselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Hermann, and McKinney drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-2 in the game. LaHewitt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnstone for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fiore hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott pinch hits for Bill Lee. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cal Kunz now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive towards right. LaHood catches it and throws to first to double up May. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-3 in the game. LaHood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. LaHood reaches second base with a double. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fiore for the out. LaHood moves to third. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-3 in the game. Montgomery is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.